Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
So right now, we're ready to introduce you, bring on our guest, the owner of RevPro. They have a two-night, 13-year anniversary event coming in London. It's going to be Friday the 22nd and Saturday the 23rd of August. We welcome now, like once again, the owner of RevPro, Andy Quilden. Good morning. I guess it's afternoon for you.
Yeah, it is after. It's nearly home time. So yeah, I'm excited about going home.
How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. Well, as can be expected, you can see from my kind of crazy hair and the beard that's going on, you know, not my freshest, but it's kind of what happens as we kind of lead up to the big shows. And we seem to be having more and more big shows as we go along, but we're surviving and we're taking it one day at a time.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Oh, talk to us about the decision to do a two-night anniversary event this year compared to the typical one night.
So this year we made life a little bit hard for ourselves by being a little bit too good, really, you know. The last couple of years we've run the Copper Box Arena, and we've put on these huge shows. We've got our record attendance a couple of years ago. We came very close last year as well to it as well, which was kind of equally as impressive considering that, you know, look, it's no secret that we're putting these shows on around the AEW UK weekends. And obviously there was a lot less fans at Wembley last year, which kind of, I think, makes it equally impressive that we were able to get pretty much the same number of people last year. People have come to expect these huge shows, these super shows, for lack of a better term. And quite frankly, economically speaking, it's almost impossible to do in one night unless you've got a venue the size of a Copper Box, but unfortunately we couldn't get any availability of a venue of that size for this year, so the decision was made to essentially go big or go home, and to kind of run two nights at Crystal Palace National Sports Centre, which has got a 2,500 seat capacity, and essentially produce two huge shows and kind of use the economics that come with being able to kind of put the production in to one space for two nights, opposed to kind of bringing it in for one night. So it was a bit of a wrestling business decision more than anything. But what it also does is it enables us time to highlight everyone on our roster, make sure that everyone's got time to shine. And it's enabled us to focus on our key stories going into it in greater depth, and as well we've added a little bit of spark. We've mixed it up a little bit by making the first night a Global Wars UK show, which will be a collaboration between CMLL, New Japan Pro Wrestling, Ring of Honor, and of course ourselves at Revolution Pro Wrestling, which is like essentially a nod to the history of RevPro and the fact that, you know, we're synonymous with all these dream matches over the years. So we're going to have a night of dream matches to kickstart our birthday celebrations.
So when you're putting together a show like Global Wars, working with a bunch of partners that you've been talking about, what's the experience like? And was there any match that you really wanted to put together for the show that maybe couldn't have been done or that you want to do maybe next time?
It's chaos. It's always chaos. The key match I wanted to put together was Jay Joshua versus Tomohiro Ishii. I felt that was, for me, something that I really wanted to do. Jay Joshua felt very strongly about wanting that match. And I feel like as a part of the next part of Jay Joshua's development as a professional wrestler, to be able to be showcased in a match like that will help him announce his arrival to the wrestling world, but it also will give him so many valuable lessons that you can only really get from experience. And this is going to be a huge, huge night for him. So to me, that was a key one that I kind of wanted to make sure we got over the line. But as far as everything else, look, I feel like we're spoiled for choice. And I feel like over the years, if you look at the Global Wars UK cards over the years, we're spoiled for choice. You know, we look at the very first Global Wars UK show, and we had Jushin Van der Liger versus AJ Styles in the only ever meeting between the pair. Of course, that was also where Will Ospreay met Kazuchika Okada for the first time and essentially booked his plane ticket to New Japan Pro Wrestling. So it's all about creating unique first time matchups and whetting the fans' appetite, introducing them, you know, the worldwide fan base to some new wrestlers. And it, like I say, it really is a collaboration. It's obviously always chaos because, you know, I feel very fortunate. Because when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, you look at Revolution Pro Wrestling, we are an independent wrestling promotion. We're a small independent wrestling promotion, very much DIY pro wrestling. But we have the respect of these global wrestling organizations, which are quite frankly huge in comparison to us. So we recognize our place, but we know as well as they do that we kind of we try to do our best for professional wrestling in general. And I feel like everyone working alongside each other, it's a mutually beneficial relationship. And I feel that the collaborations over the years have proven that. And yeah, we're always looking to do whatever we can to take it to the next level.
You mentioned collaborating with different promotions, but one wrestler you collaborate with, Mercedes Moné, the reigning Rev Pro Undisputed British Women's Champion. We're going to ask straight up, does Mercedes Moné have creative control in Rev Pro?
It's great, isn't it? Mercedes Moné has as much creative control as any wrestler in Revolution Pro Wrestling, right?
So they all do, I knew it!
But yeah, right, that's it, right? But I just find it is crazy, the narrative that people create and around all these wrestlers and everything. Look, quite frankly, look, reality is of this situation, the only reason Mercedes is in Revolution Pro Wrestling is because she wants to be in Revolution Pro Wrestling. She doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to do. She's not contracted to be there. So it's the same as any other wrestler. Like I say, we're an independent professional wrestling organization, which means that no one who works for us is contracted. No one has to do anything that we say. Everything is a collaboration. That word again, that collaboration. So, you know, we work together to create scenarios that work for everyone involved. And that's what I think that's what makes Revolution Pro Wrestling so special, because it's not so obviously I have a vision. I know what we want to kind of get over the line, but like it is very much a creative process. And when you can and no more so than I say, for example, if you look at WWE, they've got a writer's room with God knows how many people in that writer's room. Basically, the collaboration, instead of going to a load of people who aren't kind of ultimately involved with the outcome, the collaboration is between myself and the talents. So we get firsthand ideas and firsthand collaboration from the talents. And I think that that gives the talents a sense of ownership over what they're doing. And that just makes it all the more special for them. Because we all got involved in pro wrestling because we love this business. I mean, I always say this, it's not something that anyone really gets into. You don't go to a careers day and, you know, they say, how about you get in the pro wrestling business? Right, that doesn't happen, does it? Right, so we all get into wrestling because we're fans of professional wrestling. So when we get the opportunity to create and use our imaginations and tap into our fandom, that's when the most positive stuff happens. And that's why there's such a positive energy around Rev Pro and everything that we're doing. And that's why I genuinely believe we have one of the most fun and motivated locker rooms in the industry. And I think that's so much of that is down to the collaboration between, I guess, myself and the talent and the ownership that the talent is able to take over their own stuff.
Speaking of collaboration, you mentioned Will Ospreay effectively punching his ticket back in the day to New Japan Pro Wrestling. He's since found his way back to Rev Pro in little way, shapes, and form, including producing some matches last year. Talk to me about that coming together, and is there maybe plans to have Will involved in this year backstage?
So basically, Will's like always welcome at Revolution Pro Wrestling. It's a home for him, and obviously he will outwardly say that. And he loves to kind of give back some knowledge that he's got. And I think that's one of the keys with Will. You know, he's so passionate about professional wrestling, and obviously you don't reach the level in professional wrestling that Will Ospreay has reached unless you've got a real passion for it, a real hunger and a real desire. And I think that what makes Will so special is the fact that he wants to share that love. He wants to share that passion. He wants to share that desire, and he wants to pass the knowledge on. British wrestling is a funny old thing, you know, the different stages that it's gone through over the years. But Will...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Was able to be one of the first generations of British wrestler that were able to benefit from a very successful era before him of independent professional wrestlers, and not just that, to be able to benefit from the international talents. And I always envisaged it would be something like this, you know, when Will was there working with your Matt Sydals, working with your Okadas and AJ Styles and guys like that, and those guys were passing their knowledge on to Will Ospreay. I always thought it'd be so great if one day Will Ospreay could essentially be that imported talent. Will Ospreay could one day be that veteran in the locker room, so to speak. And that's exactly what he's done. I feel like he feels like he has a responsibility to British professional wrestling and keep watering it at grassroots level. He won't actually be involved with this year's shows. He's doing a lot of stuff with Pro Wrestling Eve, which is the all-women's promotion run by Dan Reed. He's doing a lot of creative stuff with those guys. I imagine that's where his focus will be. But like I say, Will's very much a part of the furniture at Rev Pro, and very often, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he popped by, but very often he's... you know, he's around behind the scenes, even if you don't see him in front of the camera.
You had Tetsuya Naito and Bushi in their first appearances after leaving New Japan. Just how did all that come together and working with them?
Obviously, we've worked with Naito and Bushi for many years now, with our relationship with New Japan Pro Wrestling. I think that one thing is... Look, the relationships, one of the secrets between good relationships is... always doing well by those people you're working with. And when you do that, it cultivates almost long-term relationships. Bushi and Naito's team just reached out to me, given the fact that we've worked together closely in the past, and they know that I'm kind of a reputable promoter in a world of probably a lot of unreputable promoters, if you can say it. It was as simple as that. Sometimes, you work, people want to read a lot into a lot of stuff that goes down, but sometimes the answer is the most obvious one. You know, we'd worked together in the past. They knew they could trust me. They knew they could trust our talent. I think that was probably one of the biggest things as well, was, you know, our talent is such a high level. It really is. It's some of the best wrestlers in the world. They know that. They know that firsthand from their experiences with Revolution Pro Wrestling. And they knew that, you know, coming to Rev Pro, they'd be looked after and wouldn't have to worry about anything. And that's exactly what happened. So it was great to be able to see them again. And it was great to be able to give them an opportunity to, you know, once again, showcase themselves on an international level.
Is there a match for any new viewers who are checking into Rev Pro that you would recommend is like, this put us on the map, you should see it because it'll make you a fan of what we do, because this is essentially a Rev Pro match?
That's a loaded question, because we've got like 13 years worth of great content. But
that's why I'm doing it, because we got 13 years of matches to go from.
Right. So start at the start. But like there is so many things. So like, for example, High Stakes 2024 had Will Ospreay's last match with us, which was Mike Loku and Will Ospreay. If you go on the on-demand service, watch the video package before the match, watch the entrances, watch the entire presentation. And I think that's a nice example of a culmination of a story that we present. But I do think as well, like you know, even recently we had Mike Loku against Ricky Knight Jr. That was a fantastic story-driven match, which happened at our Summer Sizzler show recently. Mike Loku and Leon Slater, which we're seeing the next chapter in that story happening this Saturday at the Crystal Palace National Sports Centre. I've named a lot of Mike Loku matches there. He's one of the faces of the brand that is Revolution Pro Wrestling. But one match as well, another one which I'd definitely say go out your way to watch, is Zozaya versus Leon Slater in a one-hour Ironman match, which happened at Uprising 2024 in December of last year. I think it's probably I'll say without a doubt, it's the best Ironman match that's ever happened in independent professional wrestling. But I would go as far as saying it's perhaps the best Ironman match to ever have taken place. And I know it feels like that's a lot of praise. And it feels like maybe I'm over-egging it. It's my job as a promoter to do that. However, I genuinely feel you watch that match and you watch what those two men achieved on that day, it is something very, very special. That's another match I'd kind of recommend going out your way to see. But like I say, there's so many moments. And again, it's whatever floats your boat, really, because again, I feel like there's these matches that I've named are all kind of emotionally fueled, story-driven matches. But if you just want, you know, these dream matches, you can look at Chris Hero versus Tomohiro Ishii as an example. The first encounter between Ishii and Keith Lee, you know, I mean, Ishii's been responsible for so many of those huge moments for us. Zack Sabre Jr. and Katsuyori Shibata, you know, Kurt Angle and Zack Sabre Jr. for that surreal moment, you know, just so many of those great, great moments. I guess like I could just provide a laundry list, but it depends what you're looking for in your pro wrestling, really. But that's one of the beauties of Rev Pro, is we try to cater for, it doesn't matter what type of wrestling you're a fan of, we try to cater for every single type of wrestling. So you know, whatever you're into, if you like your technical wrestling, you got your Zack Sabre Jr. classics, you know, you got stuff from wrestlers like Jordan Breaks and Zozaya, who are just great technicians, Connor Mills, you know, guys like that. You got your hard-hitting wrestling, just high-flying wrestling, spectacular wrestling from the likes of CPF. There's so much for every single style that all I can recommend is coming to a show, checking us out on demand, and really, I'm not saying you're going to love everything, but what I will say is everything which is on the show is of a very, very high standard, the highest standard you're going to see, and you will find something which will scratch your itch as a professional wrestling fan, no matter what genre, no matter what style of professional wrestling that you love.
As you mentioned, you can watch all these matches on the Rev Pro On Demand. We've had a couple people in our chat mention Rev Pro On Demand and kind of the accessibility and the quality with everything. People have kind of said, you know, maybe the quality isn't, I don't know, what they are used to from maybe other streaming platforms. And then to watch a lot of these shows, I know they all are on Rev Pro On Demand. So kind of a twofold question here. What are your thoughts or any troubleshooting when it comes to the quality, or have you heard any feedback like that? And then the second part of finding potentially a different platform, whether maybe it's not for live shows, but to put stuff on maybe a different platform.
So basically I feel like is it, the production question is such a loaded question, because it's something which is levied at us all the time. And I genuinely feel that if you, so first of all, look, to preface this, we're an independent professional wrestling promotion, and I feel due to the level of star we attract and due to the level of attention we get to our professional wrestling shows, we do get put on a level with promotions which have got huge budgets, right? And ultimately, we do everything in a sustainable way. And sustainability, when you talk about Rev Pro, means we have to own our own equipment. We can't just hire equipment for every single show. We run 50 plus shows a year, right? And so we have to keep reinvesting in what our product is, and we need to keep investing in the production and all of that stuff. Now, if you go back and you look at Revolution Pro Wrestling, say if you look at it from years ago and you look at it as the years go on, the quality improves drastically. So if you look at the quality of for example, so an example of us investing is, after High Stakes last year, we invested in new sound equipment, for example, and it's not quite there yet, but obviously the level of the commentary is so much better than it was, right, in terms of the hearing the commentators, right? And it coming through clearly. Now, after the anniversary show last year, we invested in new cameras. So if you look at the current shows, the quality of the cameras are so much better than the quality of the cameras from a year ago, right? And we've made another big production upgrade, which hopefully we're gonna implement. We tried to implement it at our show yesterday and it just backfired before we, we were literally about to go live and it just backfired. So then we had to switch to our old setup, which again we were still producing good results with, but this Friday and Saturday we hope to add another element of production. We've spent a lot of money on to make it happen, right? And the reason we're going before the show instead of investing the money after the show is because I think one of the things that lets us down is again, that with that mindset of always being sustainable, we'll run the big show and hopefully we'll generate some revenue from that big show, and we'll use that revenue to reinvest in the production. Now, for this time, we've been speculative and said history dictates that normally we generate some good revenue from our big shows. So we're going to preemptively invest that money in some high level production equipment to give you better results when it comes to the big show. So essentially, when we're showing our 13-year anniversary shows, which is, you know, for all intents and purposes, a show which is going to have so many eyeballs on it, we're going to put our best foot forward. So you'll be noticing production improvements there as well, hopefully, providing we can get everything working. So that's just one of those things, as you know, being an independent wrestling company and a sustainable one that's in it for the long term. And I think that all we can judge ourselves against, like, I'm not interested in judging ourselves against AEW, WWE, you know, like people with like huge budgets like TNA, right? What I'm interested in is judging our production against our production yesterday, right? So always making those steps forward and always improving. Now there are other things that come with it as well. One of the things is down to the internet connection within the building as well. And we've come up with several workarounds for venues which have very bad internet or no internet, including being able to successfully stream some shows from York Hall, which, you know, if you were to say like a couple of years ago, it would be an impossibility to do without bringing in a satellite truck, basically. So we are working on tweaks. And obviously, the more we learn the venues, the better we're able to get at doing that. But obviously, a venue like Crystal Palace National Sports Centre has got a high-speed internet connection, so there's nothing to worry about from that matter. But what I do say as well is, often with these live streams, if we don't get the best quality, but regardless if we do or don't, we put a high-quality version of the stream up within 48 hours of the live event. The way I term it is, in an ideal world, we'd be selling our big events as pay-per-views. But obviously, my big thing is to make it as accessible and as affordable as possible. So what we do is we just make all the shows inclusive of your subscription. So if you subscribe, then it's no commitments, no strings attached. You know, you can get a discount if you subscribe for a year, but obviously you can subscribe monthly rolling, and within that subscription, you've got the entire back catalog, and you have the live events as well, which I look at as somewhat of a bonus. And then on top of that, you then get your, you know, the high quality version of the event goes up within 48 hours of the event as well. So I think it's a, you know, like really, and when you consider the level of the number of shows we're producing as well, I think it's, you know, a really good deal. Of course, with all things tech, sometimes we suffer. You know, there are times when we do, you know, we got a bit of stick. One show, like the venue had changed their internet and it just didn't work, and they were insistent that it worked. So we had some streaming issues there. There was another show where one of the cables just broke, but we tested everything and we went live, and then just one of the cables went broke. So it took us a little while of troubleshooting to kind of go through every single cable to work out which one it was. You know, you go through all the, you know, the order of stuff you think it could be, and then eventually you find what's wrong, and you know, we kind of got it up running and we got a bit of stick for that. But it was just a case of I always say, and especially in professional wrestling, you have to really work to this. You can only control the controllable, right? And our controlling the controllable in this situation is we make sure we've got spares of everything, so we will get there. You know, it's like you know, when I was smart enough, or I had the foresight enough, that our show yesterday when we bought our new kit was to make sure we still had the old kit, so if it didn't work we could switch straight back very quickly, and that we were able to do yesterday. So again, it's just the struggles of an independent wrestling company, and a company which is, you know, like I say, trying to do this in a sustainable way. We can't go out of business, because this is life for me, and this is life for so many of our wrestlers as well, you know. So we have to do everything we can in a sustainable manner. Look, in an ideal world, if I had a budget, if I had someone chucking money at me, would I spend more money? Yes. You know, absolutely I would. But we've got to do it the same way we do everything, you know. Everything's got a budget, and we have to do everything step by step by step by step and ensure that we can continue to grow. And I guess the other part of the question was about kind of accessibility in terms of where you can watch it. We're sticking very much to RevPro On Demand at the moment. But we are trying to increase the number of places you can see RevPro On Demand. So obviously, as well as RevProOnDemand.com on the internet, the web address, we have now we've got an iOS app, we have an Android app, and we have an Amazon Fire Stick app. We're working very hard to get a Roku app over the line, but we're having a bit of difficulty with that at the moment. But it's just a clerical thing we're having some difficulty with. But hopefully that'll be there soon. And then from there, we'll continue to add more and more places that you can see it. And I genuinely believe you're getting real value for money with kind of what we're doing with this service. And I feel strongly about essentially playing in our own sandbox, in the sense of, again, it's that being sustainable thing. You know, we don't want to put all our eggs in someone else's basket. If something were to happen to that basket, then we're back to square one. You know, so I think it's very important for us at this stage to continue to kind of try and just grow RevPro On Demand, because that can really be one of the cornerstones of our promotion. You know, unless we get one of these crazy content deals, of course, but it'd have to be, you know, on the right terms to be able to justify essentially, you know, mothballing that service, because it's very good to us.
So we love asking non-wrestling questions on the show too, because we're the morning show that hates talking about wrestling but has to talk about it anyway. I'm curious about, like, what are you watching that's not wrestling, and what kind of shows are maybe your fallback or maybe your comfort shows when you're not involved with wrestling stuff?
So a big thing is I love sport, right? So like, I think that's that gets me wound up a lot. I watch a lot of football, or soccer as you guys call it. Support Arsenal, so a lot of football, and when Arsenal are winning, I'll consume every single piece of media, like be it YouTube shows, podcasts, highlight shows, rewatch matches. But when Arsenal are losing, I'm not a football fan. I transition back to being a wrestling fan, right? And also, like, in live sports like boxing, MMA, but in terms of like TV, in terms of like kind of TV shows, at the moment I'm watching the new Dexter. Quite like that. I think that's quite clever, like the way they keep being able to reimagine this same show over and over again, but do it in a way which is kind of close enough to the original And keeps all the charm of the original. I think that that's kind of nice, and the way they call back old characters and stuff like that. So that's a big one for me at the moment, which I'm kind of watching on that weekly basis. I love a binge watch of TV shows, but currently, I guess, soap operas. I don't know if you guys get soap operas in the States.
Of course we do.
Okay, so I love EastEnders, which is like classic, a classic British soap opera. And I guess it's kind of real life meets pro wrestling in EastEnders as well. I don't know, but I love EastEnders, and I watch a soap I used to watch as a child, the Australian soap Neighbours, and that's on Amazon Prime.
I've heard of that.
So that's basically that's very much a comfort soap. I used to watch it when I was a kid, and then it went away, and it's come back. And now it's going away again at the end of the year. So I'm trying to enjoy it while I've still got it.
Was that like a someone in the family was watching it, so you picked it up too?
You didn't really get much choice about what you watched on TV when I was little, because so in the UK we had four channels, 1, 2, 3, and 4, very imaginatively named. And then later on you got channel 5, but Neighbours was always on channel 1, and it used to be on twice a day. So it used to be on, I think, like 12:30, and then maybe 6:30 after the 6 o'clock news. So it used to be on twice a day. So before you went to school or on sick days, you'd watch it at lunchtime, and then when when you're at school, you'd watch it in the evening. So it really is it was a central part of my childhood, and like I say, like, you didn't get much choice in what you watched on TV. It was like other people would watch it in my household, and as a result you would watch it as well, and you would become hooked, because that's what these soap operas are designed to do, aren't they? They're designed to hook you, and that's what happens to me. And that's, I guess, why I'm so attracted to pro wrestling, is because I'm a sucker for a good story. So that's what's happened. But like I say, like, that's the main ones I'm watching right now. I think, like, I'm actually struggling to find some good episodic shows. So if there's any suggestions, I'll be more than happy to take them.
I'm rewatching Breaking Bad right now. So
classic.
I mean, yeah, not an out of the box suggestion or anything, but it's a rewatch for me.
So question, have you watched Better Call Saul?
I watched the first couple of seasons of it, and then my life kind of changed, and so I got out of it. So my plan is actually to watch Breaking Bad and then rewatch, or actually get through all of Better Call Saul after I'm done with Breaking Bad.
Okay, because I would make the controversial suggestion that Better Call Saul is actually better than Breaking Bad.
A lot of people have said that. I don't know if it's that controversial. Like, I've seen a lot of people say that.
I think it's mostly because season 4, through season 3, is when Breaking Bad starts to pick up. It's pretty slow to start. It's not until Walt shaves his head that things start really happening. But other than that, like,
he shaves his head in season 1.
No, I'm talking, the goatee. I'm talking about the goatee, the facial hair. The goatee.
That's there too.
I feel Better Call Saul's very, very slow burn, right? But I feel like Better Call Saul. I love it when something rewards you for being a nerd, basically, right? And I feel that if you're a fan of Breaking Bad, there's so many callbacks to Breaking Bad in Better Call Saul, and in the whole thing, you're just thinking, how is he going to become? How is Jimmy McGill going to become Saul Goodman? You just don't know, and you get so far through the series, and it's like, when's this thing going to happen? And what happens to all the characters that are a part of his life? And I just feel like it's one of those shows that it rewards you for your investment. So that's why I think it's so good.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to actually getting through Better Call Saul, but I had to go back and rewatch Breaking Bad first and foremost. A couple of things. I'm not going to pretend to be a football/soccer fan, but when Arsenal play Fulham, are you messaging Tony and being like, you know, we got you on this one?
Do you know what? Fulham have ruined my season the last couple of years, and they seem to be our bogey team. And I actually saw Tony, like, it was 2 days after Arsenal played Fulham, not last season, the season before last. And yeah, I wasn't very happy with him. We got a draw against Fulham, a match we should have won. And arguably, it was a match which was one of those matches which was very pivotal in the title race. So I think that season we only finished 2 points behind Man City. And those 2 points were gone at Fulham. So, yeah, not been very pleased with
Tony's messaging you like, LOL, you couldn't win.
Right.
Look what we did to you guys.
So I guess I saw Tony last time we chatted about it, like Fulham actually have a lot of, last season had a lot of Arsenal players. And they still do. So there's like Leno, who used to be our goalkeeper. They had Reece Nelson on loan last season, who's rumored they're trying to sign now. These names mean nothing to you. Emil Smith Rowe, who was like an Arsenal favorite. You know, Fulham really have had, and Alex Iwobi as well, who's someone who came through the Arsenal ranks. So many of the Fulham players actually came through Arsenal. So at least I can support Tony in supporting the players that came through Arsenal. You know, but I certainly support his wrestling endeavors much more than I do his soccer endeavors.
We got a comment here from our longtime viewer Jules, who says, "You convinced me, Andy. I didn't need another subscription, but apparently I do need another one." And then the Android app, she was sold on that. Our commission on this subscription is 50%, so we'll send you a bill for that, for selling a Rev Pro on the man's subscription there.
And my work here is done, so I'll see you later, guys.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Andy. Let everybody know what you got coming up this weekend and beyond with Rev Pro.
By the way, if you do have any more questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. That was a good gag. If you have anything else, I'm not cutting this short. I can answer anything you want.
Oh no, we appreciate it. We usually do like 30 minutes with everybody, but we'd love to have you back on anytime. You're more than welcome to join us. This is, some people know this, other promoters know this, the link that you have. That is, you can use that anytime you want. You'll come to the show every single time. We're live 10 a.m. to noon Eastern every single weekday. If you click the link that got sent over to you for today's show, you can appear on literally any show you want moving forward.
Oh wow, you'll hate the sight of me by the end of this. But
You are more than welcome.
Yeah. Someone else. Every time I've got a new TV series, every time Arsenal win a match, I just want to come on and blow. You know, we had some bets going on at the show yesterday, actually, with Arsenal and Man United. And there were some very sad Man United fans who wrestle for my roster. And anyone who knows my roster could maybe figure out who those Man United fans may be. But I don't want to expose a gambling ring which is going on at Revolution Pro Wrestling.
Well, hold on. This was a topic of conversation before you came on about gambling on matches and if other promoters do this. So you're mentioning you're gambling on football matches, but theoretically you could look at Ishii against Jay and be like, well, I know, let me put some money on that one out there.
I would love to. Do you know what, right? So there's a few things. So I got some intel on WrestleMania, right? And you can bet in the UK, you can bet on WrestleMania.
Yeah,
of course. I was desperate to put a bet on and I couldn't find any, like, obviously they've got their methods down, and there was nowhere that I could put a bet on the things that I knew, unless I lived in a foreign country. And I looked into, can I put a bet on in these foreign countries? And it just wasn't possible. Like, it wasn't a VPN thing. Like, you, because if you won, to actually get the money, it could be jumping through hoops. But it would be actually a lot harder to win any real money, because, you know, when it's stuff like wrestling, there's not a lot of, you know, the odds are kind of slanted, obviously, in the favor of the house. And the odds aren't ever big enough to really make it worth your while. I did actually read something, this is when Vince was in charge of WWE, like years and years ago, that if you just bet on the underdogs consistently for every WWE pay-per-view, ultimately you'd wind up winning for the year. And that's because what would happen is the numbers, obviously the bookkeeper's odds would come out, and then Vince would obviously be so used to changing his mind and seeing it and being like, well, we've got four people, you know, and he'd add those curveballs on here, there and everywhere. And across the year, you'd actually wind up making bank. So if you want some tips for Gatno, I'm joking. Never bet on pro wrestling. It'd be the most stupid thing in the world. But yeah, it's one of those things, isn't it, that obviously the results may be predetermined, but those results change constantly all the time. So I would not recommend gambling on professional wrestling or in general, really. I don't really gamble. I don't really dabble anymore. But when it's my team and there's people talking smack, you know, I feel like I have to stand up and be counted. So they did me a solid yesterday, the Arsenal defeating Man U. So yeah, good times.
Wrestlers coming out with the boo-boo face because Man U lost and not because they have to lose their match or anything.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I was just like, you know, one of them was just lying on the floor and and he looked like he was in some pain. And I wasn't sure if it was because of the match he'd just been through or the money that he'd lost earlier that evening. So yeah. But obviously, we shouldn't be advertising stuff like this. And of course, we don't do any of that stuff in Rev Pro.
No.
This is all theoretical.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Nothing else. We are professionals here.
Absolutely. So, yeah. So back to the plugs, I guess, right?
Yeah, let's go to the plugs.
So, revolutionprowrestling.com is the web address. And it's a place to go and see all things Rev Pro. Again, it's not it's one of those things where, again, it's not a very well maintained website. So don't think you're going to get the works. I think our British heavyweight champion may still be the great O'Khan, you know, if you go on the Champions link. But what it does have is it has an up to date events list. And yeah, so you can just click on any of the events and it takes you straight to the ticket pages where you can buy all your tickets. It's got links to all our social media. It's like at Rev Pro UK on most things. Facebook is just Revolution Pro Wrestling. And of course, RevProOnDemand.com is a place where if you can't be at the shows live, it's a place to watch it on demand. And what I'll say as well is, look, we are, what upsets me the most, and this kind of goes back to, you know, the production question. What often we've had in the past is people who pirate our streams and they pirate the live version of our streams, like a low quality version of a live version of our streams. Their screen would record it, so you're losing more quality there. Then they'll put that version online free of charge for people to kind of look at and critique and say, well, this is not good quality at all. And that doesn't represent the actual quality of our live stream or the final version of our stream. So that's frustrating when you've got people who aren't even paying for the product who slag it off. You know, as an independent business and as like a, you know, like I say, like a grassroots professional wrestling promotion, every subscription matters to us. And I always use a terminology when I say one fan at a time. So, you know, I'll come and talk to you guys about, you know, what happened in EastEnders this week. You know, maybe you can become a British soap specialist podcast. Maybe that can be your niche moving forward. I don't know. I'll come on and I'll talk about whatever, and I'll answer any questions. I'm an open book. You know, so it doesn't matter how tough the question, I'll always answer. And because I genuinely feel that if you're seeing an authentic version of myself, and you're seeing exactly the passion that is going into Revolution Pro Wrestling, you'll be more inclined to come and support the product. And be that buying a piece of merchandise, be that, you know, subscribing to Rev Pro On Demand, or be that coming to a live show. Or if you can't afford it, just giving us a follow on social media or telling your friends about us. This is what it is. It's organic growth. And we've been doing this organic growth thing slowly for 13 years. And it's starting to pick up pace. Of course, we've had our ups and our downs. We've had to rebound from all kinds of stuff, including the world shutting down. But, you know, our challenges are no different from anyone else's. And we are determined and stubborn and we love professional wrestling. So if you can support Rev Pro in any way, shape or form, then please, please consider doing so. And look, I'm not naive enough to think that pirate versions of our shows don't get around. But if you watch it illegally and you enjoy it, then please just give us a subscribe. You know, just it will support us and it will enable us to keep doing what we do. And it will enable us to up the quality of what we're doing much quicker. It enables us to run bigger events, more events, invest more money, because basically everything that comes through the door is reinvested in Revolution Pro Wrestling, the growth of Rev Pro, and the development of young and exciting talent, and also it offers wrestling fans around the UK and around Europe now, where we've gone out to the likes of Barcelona and Berlin, and we're coming to Lyon, France at the end of this year, or towards the end of this year, and it's enabling all these fans to see this wrestling up close and personal, in an intimate environment, seeing the best wrestlers in the world. And that's my mission statement. That's what I want to do. And I thank you guys for allowing me the opportunity to kind of spread the good word, so to speak, and talk about that awful gambling habit of mine.
You're welcome back anytime. We got to get you watching some trash reality television. You watch some like Love is Blind. No. And everything.
Oh, I'd love to. And I mean, like, so I cut my teeth with, in the UK, we've got a show called The Only Way is Essex. Fantastic reality TV show. It's like, I'm not sure if it holds up now. I stopped watching it a long time ago. I had to grow up at some point, but trash reality TV is a bit of me. I used to love Big Brother back in the day.
Okay.
Used to love that.
Yeah, I used to.
I know you guys have Jersey Shore. We used to have Geordie Shore, which followed people from Newcastle, which is basically where Pac's from. Just lots of muscle bound teenagers, basically. Just, I don't know what they put in the water in Newcastle, but yeah, Geordie Shore and Jersey Shore, very similar. I could, trust me, if it's kind of some form of addictive TV, then I'm all about it. And I, like I say, I'm a sucker for this TV, and it's what made me a sucker for pro wrestling, because it's all those elements, isn't it, that pro wrestling is, draw a fan in, and reality TV very much drew from every single aspect of that as well, including the fighting. So I love it.
We appreciate it, Andy. Again, welcome back anytime. You got the link, pop on, whether Monday through Friday, we are here, and good luck with everything this weekend.
Thanks, guys, much appreciated, and we're speaking very soon. Cheers,
Andy, thank you so much. Who's gonna give him?
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Introducing the Star Patrol Spotlight, the most intense flashlight you've ever seen. Compared to two car headlights, the Star Patrol shines up to four times as bright.
That's bright!
Illuminate objects up to a half mile away, even from the top of a skyscraper. The Star Patrol easily lights up buildings from across the skyline.
That's insanely bright!
Push Turbo Boost for a crazy bright boost that's 100 times brighter for 30,000 candelas of mega bright light.
What? That's insanely bright!
With 10 illumination modes, the Star Patrol is a spotlight, floodlight, emergency light, and more. Take care of all your lighting needs with one Star Patrol. Don't settle for dull flashlights. If the Star Patrol isn't the brightest flashlight you've ever seen, return it for a full refund. Go to GetStarPatrol.com for your free turbo boost, plus free shipping and a money-back guarantee. That's GetStarPatrol.com. GetStarPatrol.com.